The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, Jordan Kimmel. I'm in the world headquarters right now of InvestView here at Red Bank, New Jersey, and the company really is spreading. And a lot going on at InvestView, or maybe we'll catch up with that at the end of the segment. I will say we have a special guest and friend coming on the show to join us for a couple segments. It's David Bernard, the founder of Equities.com, and just an absolutely great site where I'm coming up on my 100th, I don't know whether to call it appearance or note. They have about 45 videos of me from olden days, and I write a post once in a while. I try to do at least a couple times a week to tell people what I'm thinking and how I'm thinking and what I'm doing with managing portfolios. And I want to actually, you know, go back to something, because these last few weeks have been absolutely dramatic. And I want to kind of zoom in, and you could just go to equities.com. We're going to be revamping soon the investview.com site, actually, which I think you really should spend some time on as well. But we haven't been putting my posts up or our videos up, and we need to change that. But, you know, on 9/16, I wrote a note and saying that the investors should not be afraid of a holiday sale. They should expect it. And this goes after the whole, you know, early part of September, frankly, saying, don't take the last wave in. The tide started to go out already. But on 9/16, I got very defensive internally here with our portfolios. I followed that investors shouldn't be afraid of a holiday sale with a follow-up note saying, do not pass on wish list prices. Washout sales just don't last. On October 8th, my birthday, I wrote a note saying a market knockdown is coming, but not a knockout. Then on the 13th, right around the bottom, I wrote a note saying this part is still scary, even if you saw this movie before. And then on 9/16, I followed up another note saying this is short-term bottoming action taking place. I personally I'm not that smart, okay? I probably look a whole lot smarter this month than I ever have. It's just been, you know, almost like calling heads or tails and getting it right each time in a row. My last note, by the way, is talking about literally following the trend and not getting caught up in wiggles. Now, I have the Investor's Business Daily in front of me. It's very rare you see a sell-off and recovery that forms this perfect V. And we're actually up right around to go through new highs already on the major indexes. So, folks, if you weren't ready, if you weren't psychologically ready, then you're probably still not. A whole bunch of people went to cash at precisely the wrong time. They will now sit and wait for a pullback. And in my last note, I wrote a very important note. We folks have just entered into a 9-month period, which is the midterm election cycle. It's the kind of subset of this 4-year presidential cycle, and if there's anything that plays out in American history over and over, almost identically, this is it. So there's no guarantees on the future. There's no guarantees of the next minute, in fact. But these next 9 months represent an 88% probability that the markets are higher in each one of these 3-month scenarios. And if you understand statistics and math, you don't want to go against 88% probabilities. It's not a smart thing to do. So if you're waiting for a pullback, let me tell you what I think is going to happen to you. You will eventually invest in this market right around the presidential election. The Dow Jones will be trading very close to 20,000. There'll be a new era, a new verb, a new word, a new business, a new something where people will get excited out of their heads. They will jump in right then. And then they will have the mousetrap come down on them yet again. So it's the psychology, folks. And in my book, The Magnet Method of Investing, I start the book not telling you that, hey, you too can buy this software and be a Wall Street genius. I basically, you know, have two quotes, one from Bernard Baruch and one from Peter Lynch, and these are two of the legends of their era. And all they talk about in their quotes is actually how difficult the market is, primarily from the stomach and the head, right? Not the brains. It's your mentality and your stomach. And oftentimes the market, in a perverse way, will pull people into gold at 1900. At 1200, they no longer are interested. They will pull people into the top of an energy cycle, saying energy is going to 200 a barrel, and then suddenly say, well, actually, there's no more demand for oil. There's demand destruction. So it's the ability, as Warren Buffett talks about, and has we've had Jeff Greenblatt on the show before talking about it, about this guy called Mr. Market. And they talk about Mr. Market is an irrational soul that sometimes is emotional high, is emotional low. And if you are able to control your own head, well, when Mr. Market goes and gives you things on deep, deep sell, you got to actually take them because those sales don't last. On the other hand, when it gets irrationally positive and you hear about new era and GE is trading at an 80 PE and Microsoft's at an 80 PE and Intel's at an 80 PE and you're hearing about a new era, well, that mousetrap is about to come down. And the only area, by the way, that really seems excessively priced or has been is this whole area of social networking. And so it's almost as if people have no memory whatsoever. They want to buy growth, and they just don't care what they pay for it. And if you follow Magnet, we want to buy growth. But we want to buy growth at a discount. We want to buy those companies that are growing faster than their valuation, not growing into a point where they're trading at a reasonable time earnings 5 and 6 years out from now, because 5 and 6 years out from now, things just change. So this idea of blending value, growth, and momentum, which is what Magnet is about, is the thing I've talked about on this show. And we're going on, by the way, we're approaching, we need to have the abacus taken out. We need to have some mathematicians brought on board, maybe even hire some interns for this. But we're approaching our 500th show on Voice America. And there's going to need to be something. There's going to need to be some sort of celebration, some sort of parade, or maybe just a cocktail, a soda, just to celebrate. But the whole idea here, folks, is that what we've done now at InvestView with this team is not only put out great newsletter for years for the self-reliant investor, but I've been brought in on the asset management side, and there is a registered investment advisory open. I am now managing accounts according to the Magnet philosophy. I'm managing accounts according to the facts philosophy of the most trustworthy companies. We're running webinars. In fact, we did one last night. If you want to be pulled into the circle, if you'd like to have your portfolio scored on Magnet, if you want to see our last webinars, if you want to set up a phone call, the number here directly in the office is 732-380-7271. You could just simply email it jkimmel@investview.com. But what I found out, you know, really over the last couple of weeks is most self-reliant investors still have not managed their emotions properly. And, you know, the old expression, if you can keep your head when all else lose theirs, if you could become very greedy, really want to buy things when everyone is panicking, well, folks, we all learned that new word called Ebola, or we heard it again. It came to center court early on in the month. We heard no one was actually going to travel again. No one would get on a plane again. Well, the airline stocks are at new highs already again. And what we're seeing over and over right now is the market itself doing its very, very best to throw you out of the market right before what I personally think is another major run coming. So I had talked for weeks, I was frustrated saying, look, the market's been grinding higher perpetually, and now we're about to go into that 9-month period. There's got to be a shakeout. There's got to be something violent that happens here. People literally must get thrown out of the boat right before the market starts to move, and bang, it happened right on time. Folks, this has been textbook. It has been just a page right out of the playbook. And I guess the thing that it reminds me of is maybe how old I am. Or how many cycles I've been through in this marketplace. But I will tell you, it always is different. It always is a little bit different in how it plays out. But I am absolutely convinced that the public is still being dominated by fear. I'll talk later on in the show about what I'm doing with Magnet and how I do it. But generally speaking, you have to know what to buy, but you want to ask yourself the big mega question first. Is the public, generally speaking, greedy right now and they can't wait to buy stocks and get involved in the market, or are they basically cautious or fearful? And once you get past that first piece, then you can go into the additional discussions of the advanced decline line, the new highs, new lows, then to the sector level, and then to the stock level. So what I want to share with you coming up on these next segments should be a lot of fun. David Bernard is the founder of Equities.com. It's a very, very powerful site, lots of traffic. David finds out, he's kind of being maybe the spider in the middle of all the markets. He gets a real, I think, strong feeling, and his site does, on crowd psychology. They're getting posts in from some of the brighter people in the market. They're even posting mine. What do you know? So what we'll do is we'll take a real quick break. We're going to bring on David Bernard from Equities.com. Maybe grab a cup of coffee, take a break, even maybe log on right now to Equities.com so you can see what David will talk about. We'll take a real quick break. Look forward to having a great conversation. We'll be back with David Bernard right after this.
stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271. Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our 3 weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our Triple Your Money Back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you 3 times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we're bringing on both a friend and a true professional in the business. It's David Bernard, the founder of Equities.com, one of the most visited sites for self-directed investors in the United States and even worldwide. David, thanks so much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let me just share with the group, David. I want you to kind of share some more. I've known you now. It's going on 10 years. I shared with the listeners there's close to 100 different posts from me over the years, old videos. But, you know, you're getting a, just a tremendous amount of professionals posting for you, sharing their insights. Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you, we kind of take a breath here to say what Equities.com is really all about, who it serves, and what the site's really, you know, intended to do.
Sure. Thank you very much for the introduction, Jordan. Equities.com launched in 2011, in March of 2011, and Equities was designed to serve the self-directed investor. We looked at the markets very closely starting in 2004, 2005, and we realized the market was, as far as investors are concerned, the markets were going online. The day of the traditional stockbroker and getting on the phone and placing an order with your stockbroker, that was waning aggressively, and that more and more people were going online with their own accounts, may it be Scottrade, E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, etc. It's estimated that in the United States alone, there are over 50 million account holders of online investment accounts. And by the way, worldwide, it's estimated that that number is well in excess of 300 million account holders. So, and growing, consistently growing, double digits year over year. They don't see that slowing down for at least the next 10 years. So we decided that that's the demographic we want to focus. Yes, the online platforms today, they do offer research, they offer services, but what we do is something that we believe nobody does, and we focus on the small cap markets. What does that mean to us? It means companies with market valuations of $2 billion or less. Jordan, as you and I know, and probably be a big surprise to a lot of your listeners, 65% plus of all the public companies, not just in North America, but worldwide, are small cap companies by virtue of definition.
Yep,
and,
absolutely.
You know, there's some real gems in these companies. We believe that equities that's where real wealth is created. And as an example of that, it's very difficult as a self-directed investor, unless you have millions and millions of dollars in a portfolio, where somebody will call you up and offer you IPO shares on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or one of these other large IPOs. Very, very difficult to participate in those IPOs. Well, where else do you look to try to establish those types of growth? You look at the small cap markets. So equities.com, one of the things that we built in 2012, we built what we call the small cap stars. This, if you go to equities.com and if you click on the research tab, you'll see a button that reads small cap stars. Small cap stars is a portfolio of approximately, I believe it's seven sectors, and I think it encompasses over 300 companies. And in 2013, that portfolio had a 48% yield. I don't know where else in the market you could have done that. We had a 48% yield in 2013 on our small cap stars. We tracked that portfolio and rate it, if you will, against the Russell 2000. We continue day in, day out to track above the Russell 2000. So we believe a lot of these companies will go on to become leaders in their fields, leaders in the industry, and become those mega cap companies. So that's where we focus as far as our editorial content, the things that we try to expose to investors, and the things that as a company is really at the heart of everything we do. On an average day on equities.com, between 300 and 400 articles are posted, and again, our writers, users have the ability to post content, but the one thing that we do that no one else does is we vet that content, we review that content. If it does not meet certain standards, we won't allow it to post on equities.com.
Let me bring something up here, which I think is, you know, might get lost on you because you're so close to what you do. There's a lot of discussion on Wall Street, you know, that they're pumping their own book, they're pushing their own IPOs, they're self-motivated in some way. You know, what I think is really important about your site is that your posts are coming, there is no internal motivation. It's about external people posting, and maybe you want to share a little bit about, you know, the variety of where things come from, and they're not in-house analysts, so to speak.
Well, So, you know, we have contributors to equities.com, people like Sam Stovall, the chief economist at S&P, John Malden. John's considered to be one of the most respected money managers in the country, does focus on hedge funds. We have Ken Fisher from Fisher Investments. A lot of people know him as a man that from scratch built a $160 million managed $160 billion management firm. So we have contributors really from every part of the market. A lot of analysts contribute to the site. We do have money managers, the few that are left, that contribute to the site, and then
including Jordan Kimmel.
So we have guys like yourself, Jordan, who, by the way, Jordan, probably not aware of this, you get a lot of traffic on equities.com. People like what you have to say, and we notice that your articles always get a lot of traffic.
That's nice to hear.
But yeah, but we have from all segments of the market, you know, from institutions to professional investors to traders to what I refer to as self-directed investors. So it's a real variety, and we don't tell people what to write. We don't instruct people what to write. As a publisher, we focus, like I said, on the small cap market because we think it's the most underserved market. We also believe it's the place where there's real opportunity for growth and creating wealth. And, you know,
And let me also say that, you know, I've heard your site referred to as a community, and I know there's a little ability for the, you know, people to communicate among each other. What we should definitely do here, to make it really simple, folks, if you haven't caught on yet, it's simply equities.com. Get yourself a password. Get yourself involved in it. It's a place where I really enjoy posting, and I actually like to read a lot. And again, some of those names you mentioned, I visited John in Dallas the other month. Brilliant, Sam Stovall. You know, these are some of the top names, David, as you well know, in the entire industry. I think what you've done over there is fantastic. But before we come to a commercial, I just want to ask you, I know you've been, maybe there's even something going on with the site, some new things you'll share next time you'll come on. I know you're traveling. Do you have time to stay with us to start another segment?
Yes, of course, Jordan. I'd be happy to.
Okay. I just want to make sure, you know, where we're at on time-wise. And maybe before we go to a break here, David, you know, when someone is there something different they get when they get a password and join? Is there another level of information they get?
So thank you for reminding me of this, Jordan. Equities.com is a social networking site, so you can participate in the community, and you can choose not to participate and just receive information. It's at the level of your sign-up will determine which of those you do. So if you do join the community, you can reach out to these people. You can follow along with what they do and what they have to say. You can ask questions. You can develop groups and bounce things off of other investors. We've learned that investing is a very, very social thing. And a good example of that, my wife and I go to dinner on Saturday night with a bunch of other couples, and I always find that, and I kind of pay attention to what's happening, I always find that the guys are in one side of the room talking, and what do we talk about? We talk about investing. We talk about what stocks we're looking at. We get ideas from each other. We get recommendations from each other. So we've learned that, you know, that investing truly is a social activity. People want to bounce their ideas off of other investors and, in some cases, professional and institutional investors or analysts, etc. So equities.com gives you that ability. And
So let's do this, David. Let's take a commercial come into play here. Let's take a real quick break. We're with David Bernard. It's equities.com, folks. While we take a break, why don't you log in to equities.com itself, see what it looks like. We'll follow more on the screen with you. We'll be right back with David Bernard right after this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our triple your money back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com.
If the stock market interests you and you would like to learn how to trade and potentially improve your returns, InvestView offers the best way to learn how to trade stocks and options. Not a member yet? Learn three market-beating strategies revealed by top traders. You can get a free stock evaluation and free market-crushing insights delivered to your inbox. Our team has over 100 years of combined experience in the markets. Visit InvestView.com or call directly at 877-795-8479. That's 877-795-8479.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. We're talking with David Bernard. He's the founder of Equities.com, a site that I love to post on, a site that I love to go to read what other people are thinking. But David, in the first segment we were on, you brought up something that I want to drill a little further down, and that's your specialty, your focus on small cap stocks. We all know over the years they have higher returns, but you know, people are a little afraid of them. People need a little bit more information on them. Talk to us about what you have on your site so people go beyond just getting a tip, but they maybe have a tool to look at valuation or look a little deeper under the covers on these stocks they may be interested in.
Sure. So, you know, and I always start by saying if you looked at, you know, 10 small or micro cap companies, you know, chances are 8 of them may not make it. And 2 of them will make it, and one of those 2 will become a leader in their field. It's not like every one of these companies goes on and succeeds to become a high flyer. But I will tell you that we, at one time, we owned Equities Magazine. We no longer own Equities Magazine. I want to make that very clear. But Equities Magazine had a tradition and a history of exposing some of the world's largest companies at their infancy. Companies like Walmart, Home Depot, Prepaid Legal, to mention a couple that when the magazine covered them, you know, they had just gone public. They were, Walmart was $5 a share. Home Depot was also $5 a share.
Incredible.
And look what happened to those companies. Had you invested $5,000 into Home Depot when it first went public, the multiples, I mean, they're off the charts. I don't know how many millions. I know in 1989 when we looked at that for the first time, at that point in time, that $5,000 would have had a value of $3.8 million. So, again, not every company does this, obviously. We would all be gazillionaires. It doesn't work that way. But you have to do your research. One of the tools that we have on equities.com, which nobody has, we think it's a groundbreaking product. And I know 6,000-7,000 people every month use it aggressively. And we call it AVA, Equities Valuation Analysis. It's something that we developed. You can get a quantitative, a technical, a comparative research report literally at the click of a mouse. So if it's during market hours, I can put in the stock symbol and get a technical research report within real time of 10 minutes. I mean, that's unheard of. Nobody can offer that type of thing.
And that's complimentary, or is there a fee for that, Dave? Is there a fee for that, or is that complimentary?
No, no. So membership on equities.com is 100% free to use, to have access to these tools is 100% free. We do not charge for it. We do ask that you sign up to the site and become a member. So that's the minimum. You have to sign up, become a member, and then you have free access to all of these tools. You know, this particular product, this what we call AVA, is truly a groundbreaking product. If your listeners, if you have listeners, Jordan, that are new to this, that have not read a research report previously, this is a great way to introduce them to research and to help them get started on really understanding a research report. It took me quite a while before I got the hang of it. This is a great introductory way to understand and learn how to use research. I highly recommend that that you look at it. It currently will give you research on every U.S. publicly traded company. It will be expanded eventually to Canada and then to places around the world. But today, it's strictly U.S. listed securities.
Okay.
So,
well, that's an awful lot there. And I have to tell you, you know, I do manage money, as you do know, and I'm going to reset a portfolio tomorrow. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm on your site right now, and it's a very strong tool, the EVA. But, you know, I will tell you, it's embedded there, David. I'd like to read the post. I didn't know that was there, so I'm going to go on there. I will take my portfolio and drag it right through there and check what your guys are saying about, you know, the portfolios and my holdings. I think it's important that everybody gets second opinions. So I really appreciate you pointing that out.
Well, thank you, of course. And then the other thing that I'd like to mention is, again, what we call the Equities Small Cap Stars. Now, this is our index that we created that, as I mentioned, in 2013 had a 48% yield and continues to yield above the Russell day in, day out. We rank those companies 1 to 5 stars, 1 being better than most in their industry, 5 being the best of breed. Now, these are all small cap companies. They all have market caps of less than $2 billion. I highly recommend that your listeners look at that. If they're looking for ideas, we break it down by 7. I believe it's 7. I apologize. I don't have a computer in front of me, but I believe it's 7 different sectors. It's a great place to get ideas, to get If you're interested in a biotech company, you might want to look at the biotech companies listed in this index, because you're going to find companies that are small cap, but that we believe have real growth opportunity ahead of them. So,
again, and let me understand this again just a little further. Who's actually putting the stars? Who's ranking them 1 to 5?
So, Jordan, as I had mentioned offline, we are fortunate that we have a young staff of mathematicians that work at equities.com. And I have to tell you, I got to give them 100% of the credit. I gave them some ideas. I, you know, sat around a round table with them and discussed some of the things that we wanted to do on equities.com. And this is one of the things that they built. To give me one of the tools that I was looking for. So it's not an investable product. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. If you can't invest directly in the equity small cap stars, although we are in the process of building a weighted portfolio around it.
Okay.
So we will also give our users all of the information behind that weighted portfolio and how we did it, why we did it, and showing them exactly what we did. And if this is something they want to use, great. But we're doing this for our own edification, so
right.
We can then, you know, have a group of companies, and I believe there's over 300 companies in this particular index, all in the small cap world, that we can use as companies that we want to keep an eye on. And that's what
right.
we do. We watch every one of these companies, 24/7.
Right. David, what I think is so important there is that, while you are consolidating ideas from some of the, top people in the industry, I think it's really awesome that you have something internally proprietary. I'm always looking for new sets of eyeballs with a different opinion. So, frankly, if I wanted, an S&P report, I can go to S&P. The fact that you have this internal capability, I think, is really a credit to you. And you know what? An older guy once said to me, if you want something done, you get the sharpest young eyes on the street. So I give you a lot of credit for doing what you've just done there. And I, like I told you, I will take my entire portfolio and run it through there this afternoon. So I think that's tremendous. What I also like to do is, I know you're going through some growth spurts over there. I remember you kind enough to have me keynote some conference in New York. And for folks who don't know, David's very involved with NASDAQ. When he comes to town, a lot of the financial guys all want to be around him. David, I consider you a friend first. But as a professional, I've always admired what you've done. I think what you've done with your site is just fantastic. Folks, it's equities.com. Go in, take the extra level to get that password, let you use the EVA. And again, David, I think what you also, a little bit of a trendsetter, you realize what the idea of a community, would be all about. And I remember when you told me what you were going to do at equities.com a couple of years ago, I want to just congratulate you for all the progress you've made, and it's a beautiful
site.
Thank
you. Jordan, thank you. I'd like to leave you with one last thing. On December 18th, in Manhattan, at the NASDAQ market site in Times Square, we will be hosting an event, and we'll have approximately 20 of the equity small cap stars there, as well as Ken Fisher from Fisher Investments, who's a man I know that you know, will be our keynote speaker. And then for some fun and to launch the holidays, we're having a holiday party right after the markets close, with Gene Simmons, we'll be hosting our holiday party. So we're very,
right.
very excited about that event. I hope to see you there, and we should have a fun day.
No, I'd love to be there. And, no, that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm putting on my calendar now. And, I see Gene Simmons on your site and you're doing some things with his book. And, not only, David, are you a true professional, you like to have a good time too. So, you know, my hat's off to everything you've done. I'll see you in New York on the 18th. Thanks for the invite. And folks, go to equities.com, get yourself a password. And David, I hope to actually bring you on the show as you're introducing more things to your site over time.
I would like that very much, Jordan. Thank you.
All righty. Well, listen, great holidays. Until I see you, folks, let's take a real quick break. A thank you to David Bernard from Equities.com. We'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If the financial markets interest you, if you want to potentially earn a higher return, if you're not satisfied with your investment returns, or if you're only making 1% on your investments sitting in the bank, do you see the stock market hitting record highs but feel you have no one to trust? Voice America's own Jordan Kimmel, the host of Magnet Investing for over 7 years, is applying his strategies of Magnet Investing and is managing individual accounts. Jordan Kimmel has joined InvestView, the Red Bank, New Jersey investment education and asset management firm, and his team can help you. Contact Jordan and the team at InvestView at 732-380-7271 or by email at jkimmel@investview.com. If you would like a complimentary portfolio review or to speak to a representative, call us. Past performance of investments are not indicative of future results. Investing is inherently risky. All recommendations should be researched by the investor. Call InvestView at 732-380-7271. That's 732-380-7271.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Wealth Generators empowers your personal freedom with a simple, repeatable program for success. Our stock market experts bring extensive experience and deliver it directly to our members so they can invest for themselves. Now, for a limited time, the Financial You listeners can try the Wealth Generators program risk-free for 30 days for only $1. That's right, just $1. You will have access to our three weekly trade strategies for a full 30 days. After the trial ends, our products are covered by our Triple Your Money Back guarantee. If you trade our strategies for 6 months and lose money, we will pay you three times your subscription fee back. That's how confident we are in the Wealth Generators program. In addition, you can earn by referring others to the program. If you tell a friend and they join, you get paid. Not once, but each and every month they remain active. Trade like the experts, build residual income, and take the first step in generating wealth. Enroll now at WGOffer.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back one more time to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I think that segment with David was excellent. Again, I actually have written several articles to the old Equities magazine when he was running it, when he brought over to Equities.com. I continue to post to it. And again, there's something in there, you know, over the last week or several weeks, there's 10 different posts on what I'm feeling, and each one of them I actually list a couple stocks I'm long, a couple stocks I'm short, and let you know how I'm feeling. But, you know, one of the more interesting things is in my book, The Magnet Method of Investing, I put in there a S-curve. And folks, if you're familiar with an S-curve from biology, it actually is very apropos in the stock market itself. And there becomes a period in a company where the growth is a little difficult. It's an emerging company. And then suddenly they just strike lightning. It catches, and they go through a very rapid growth period. It's during this growth period that I want to invest my money. I'll give you the example. I don't invest in stories. Magnet itself is about accelerating cash flow, increasing revenue, increasing profit margins. So take a look at Home Depot, if you will. Someone said we're going to create a nationwide chain of hardware stores. At that point, I would say, good luck. I'll like to follow you. When they get into four or five states, and proof of concept exists, and they start to expand nationally, that becomes the most profitable time to invest in a company. They're going from, I remember, in fact, reading reports on them that, guess what, they were about to now go international. They were in all 50 states. They're now, Home Depot is about to go national. Well, there's some money managers that are so big, they have to wait till a multi-billion dollar valuation before they even invest. They need to wait for a company literally to trade 500,000 shares or a million shares per day or a certain number of dollar value traded per day before their fund can even touch it. So there becomes this period of time where I've said it since day one in the business when I really began to understand it, it's not the institutions that have the advantage. It's actually the individual investor who can put $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 into a company in a moment's click, get out of that stock, go into another sector. Once you own 500,000 shares of a stock, you can't get in and out of positions anymore. You can't be floating around from sectors to sectors. So I know it sounds like a big number, but I put the number all the way up at 50 million. When you have less than 50 million in your portfolio, folks, it is so easy to move money around and outperform the institutions. So the individual has the advantage. They just need to know what they're doing, what they're looking for. I like to say, if you have 6,000 companies to choose from, where do you even start? Well, what Magnet's all about, what FACT's all about, what quantitative investing is all about, is figuring out what kind of screens you could set up or what kind of hurdles that you could set up. So if you go back to that old biology textbook that had those translucent pages, one on top of each other, and they kind of build the skeleton and they put the skin on it. Well, if you go backwards and start with 6,000 companies and you say, just give me revenue growth, just revenue growth of 10%, you're suddenly left with only 1,000 names. And then you say, give me companies with cash flow equal this or debt level of that. Or, well, I've got 19 different hurdles that stocks need to get through. When I'm done with that and there's, say, 50 stocks left for me to review, I then use a series of sequential steps to break it down into a portfolio itself. But the last thing I'd want to do is invest in all 500 companies of the S&P. I do believe the individual has an advantage. I believe the most important thing you need to do, I've shared it again and again, is to figure out who you are, how to control your emotions, how to have a plan that works for you, because you're the one that wakes up in the middle of the night scared when there's bad news. Nobody gets thrown out of the stock market at the top.
It's at the bottom they get scared. It's at the bottom that they sell. So if there's any way I can help you, whether it's manage your portfolio, review your portfolio, screen it through Mac, check out our newsletters here. It's simply jkimmel@investview.com. The phone number right here in beautiful Red Bank, New Jersey. It is a beautiful town. 732-380-7271. Let me wish all you folks out there a happy and a healthy Halloween. Make sure you got some treats for the kids. And make sure the kids are careful with what they're doing out there. So have a great week ahead. What a great month this has been. I hope you've had as good a month as I have. We'll see you right here next week, right here on Magnet Investing on Voice America. Thanks to Michael for the switchboard and the whole team over at Voice America. Have a great week ahead. We'll see you next week.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.